Marcia, how'd you come up with the name American Pharoah?
Well, I used the pedigree mostly that his sire was pioneer of the Nile, and his grandsire was Yankee gentleman, and Mr. Zayat, the owner, is from Egypt. So I just kind of put all those three things together. It seemed to make sense.
How did you get to submit your idea for a name?
Yes, on their website, they had invited their fans to suggest names for their new two-year-olds. This was last year, about last February, I'd say. And then they chose several people's names for their horses, and they chose mine for this particular one.
You were featured in a New York Times article which pointed out that the word pharaoh is actually misspelled in the horse's name. The last A and the O are backwards. What happened there?
Well, honestly, I don't remember how I put it in. I have no way of going back and checking it. I know I intended to spell it correctly because I looked it up right before I did. But whether there was a typo or whatever, I'm not sure. I just honestly don't know.
Speaking with Marcia Baumgartner, the Lake Area native named American Pharoah, you guys went to the Kentucky Derby, the first part of the Triple Crown, did not go to the Preakness Stakes. What was it like, though, for you guys to have that connection to a champion of the biggest horse race in the world?
It was a real thrill. I was jumping up and down on my seat. I've never been that close to a thoroughbred before as far as, you know, a racehorse. And it was just wonderful.
That leads into my next question, I guess. Have you always had a big interest in horse racing?
Well, I have. My husband has kind of come around to it a little more the last year or so. But I've been interested in it ever since Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So I've been following horse racing. And we've gone down to... For years, gone down to Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, to watch the races. So that kept my interest up.
So you get into it with a horse that wins the Triple Crown. Could you ever have imagined having a tie to a Triple Crown winner yourself?
No, I would have never imagined any of this would happen, even a year ago. So it's quite an experience.
Again, Marcia Baumgartner, a Lake Area native, Barnett specifically, who named American Pharoah. Have you heard from the owner or anyone tied to American Pharoah since this run has started?
Well, we met them in Hot Springs when he ran in the Rebel Stakes, and he won that race. And so I met them there, and they invited us to be in the winner's circle with them in the photo. So there, and I have not talked to them or been in contact with them since.
Like I said, you live at the lake, and Barnett specifically, your husband Dave is president of the Bank of Versailles. What has the reaction been like in your circle of friends and coworkers as this has been going on?
It's been amazing. I can't get over how many times that story's been shared on Facebook. My friends are sharing it with other people. The local newspaper interviewed me. So I'd probably say a good half of Morgan County knows about it.
Yeah, I bet. Is this going to lead you guys to starting your own stable?
I don't think so. I think that's a big money pit. You have to have a lot of money to get into that. So no, I think we're going to be content with just watching them and rooting them on from the sidelines.